When President Obama decided to delay any executive action on immigration reform, observers cited concerns from some Democrats who were worried about voter backlash in November. But how will that decision impact Latino voting? For answers, we turn to Mark Hugo Lopez. He's the director of Hispanic Research at the Pew Research Center.
One of the things that folks were concerned about was motivation of Latinos to vote in this upcoming election. Were they going to be mobilized or not? And if the president had engaged in an executive decision, there was some interest that perhaps that might actually motivate some Latino voters to turn out who may not have otherwise have turned out to vote. But many of the Senate races where, if you take a look at those that are toss-up states today, you'll find that in many of those places, Latinos make up less than 5% of the eligible voter pool there, or the electorate. But in Colorado, the one exception, they make up about 14%. So in total, a relatively small presence in many of these states that may be toss-ups in the Senate.
Where does immigration fall on the list of reasons why Latinos show up to vote?
Well, it's one of the more important reasons why they show up to vote. I think it depends on the election that one might want to look at. But in some elections, it's been a key motivator or an important motivator. In others, it's been one of many motivators. And with the recession, for example, in 2008 and in 2012, with the recovery being slow, economy and jobs is oftentimes pointed to as a more important motivating factor for turning out to vote.
Do you think that the president's decision might have sort of the inverse effect, that since immigration is not on the docket, at least right now, that Latinos might not bother to vote?
Well, that's a very good question. That's something I think that remains to be seen. But I think historically, looking at the Latino vote, particularly in midterm elections, voter turnout rates were already low. What would happen this year? You know, one is uncertain about exactly how turnout will go until the election actually happens. But in 2006 and in 2002, Latino voter turnout rates were also on the order of about 31-32%. So that compares with about a turnout rate of 48% for whites in, say, 2010. So voter participation in midterms generally falls off, and for Latinos it falls off somewhat more than it does for other groups.
Here in Arizona and probably elsewhere, we've been hearing for a very long time about the potential power of Latino voters, and it hasn't really come to fruition yet here. What do you think it will take for Latino voters to sort of realize that potential?
Well, I think a couple of stats first that I think are important to note. So today there's about 25 million Latinos who are at least 18 years of age and a U.S. citizen. That means they can register. That means that they can vote. But what we've seen in elections, even in years that were important years where the Latino vote reached record turnout levels, like 2012, for example, oftentimes only about half and sometimes even fewer than half of Latinos turn out to vote. Now, that means that there's a lot of potential still with the Latino vote, even with the numbers of Latinos who are currently eligible to vote. But whether or not it will materialize and make a bigger impact, I think, depends on a lot of things. It depends on the dynamics of a particular election. On top of that, many Latinos, many who are helping to raise that number of potential voters, they're oftentimes young people who are coming of age. And that means they're first-time voters who need to figure out where to register, need to figure out where to vote. And many of the same challenges that face other young people for voter participation also face young Latinos. So I think there's a number of reasons why we haven't quite seen the Latino electorate quite materialize the way some might have expected, given its relative size. Nonetheless, that population is growing, and that's going to have an impact on future elections because each election cycle, we see more Latinos than ever eligible to vote.
Mark Hugo Lopez is the director of Hispanic Research at the Pew Research Center.